Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom Kingsback here at Menominee High School. And the DC versus Evergreen is being introduced to the fans here, getting set for this matchup. Everest is in white with the green trim tonight. And O'Fair Memorial in their traditional purple with the white trim. Sierkowski, Kurtenbach, Peterson, Van Grinsven, and Cornish for the Evergreens to start this one. Isaac Appleby, Alex Grant, Ben Everhart, Chance Meyer, and Gianni Rosato. So far, the Valley schools have done okay. Wausau East won both of their matchups, winning yesterday over Eau Claire North 46-41, and then beating Chippewa Falls in a wild one earlier today 63-62. Marshfield won their opener yesterday, beating Hudson 68-60. They face Menominee later tonight. Wausau West dropped their matchup with River Falls yesterday 56-45. They play Eau Claire North when we're done with this one. And Rhinelander is playing in this tournament, although not technically a member of the Valley anymore. They beat Chippewa Falls yesterday and River Falls earlier today. Don't forget, still to come, another Everest hockey game today. It'll be interesting to see how they do in a second game in a day. Doesn't happen very often that a hockey team will play two games in one day, but the Evergreens get that treat today. All right, we're underway, and the tip is going to be grabbed by Sierkowski, safe from going out of bounds, and Everest will have the first possession. Riley Peterson will bring it ahead. Peterson to Sierkowski, now out on top. Cornish gives it off to Van Grinsven. Van Grinsven back to Peterson between the circles. Sierkowski now dribbles it around the perimeter. Off the screen, Cornish, Van Grinsven. Now it's Sierkowski. Back to Grant Van Grinsven. Down in the corner, this is Cornish. Cornish dribbles out of trouble, passes back out on top. Sierkowski looks inside. They get it to Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach looks for a cutter, nothing there. They kick it back out. Everest being very methodical, as they have been for much of the season. They prefer to keep the score low and keep it a low possession game. Now pick and roll, they get it to Kurtenbach, feeds the cutter, throws it away. First turnover of the game goes against the Evergreens. The only problem with that is you work that hard to get a shot, then you don't get a shot. Memorial back the other way, they have it right wing. Appleby, they swing it around now. Ben Everhart, Everhart to Appleby, he's going to drive. They cut that off, kick it back out on top. Gianni Rosato. Now it's Alex Grant. There's a drive baseline, that's cut off again nicely by Van Grinsven. Old Clare Memorial kicks it to the other wing, now back out on top. They swing it around. Not even looking for a three ball out there with Everhart. Another long possession here to start this game. Memorial feeds it down low to Rosado. Turns, puts it up and in. Problem with that is Everest doesn't have a whole lot of height. Cornish is trying to guard Rosado. Rosado is lifted at 6'7". That's a mismatch. And he got an easy layup right there when he got the ball down low. 2-0 Old Abes. Out on top, Everest has it. Cornish now it's Sierkowski drives baseline, kicks it to the opposite wing. Peterson for three, left it a little bit short. The rebound is loose and grabbed by Memorial. They want to attack. Ball is knocked away. Peterson comes away with the loose ball after it bounced off Van Grinsven's head. Turnover on the Old Apes. Sierkowski nearly lost the handle. Now gets it down low. Kurtenbach fadeaway off the glass and in. Kyle Kurtenbach with a fadeaway shot that he got the kiss of the glass and in, and it's 2-2. Old Aves in the front court with it. Left wing, Alex Grant. Now Appleby now out on top. Rosado thought about the three. Now he gives it off. They're trying to post up Rosado. He's going to battle down low with Cornish. Free throw line, pick up a dribble by Appleby. Now it's Rosado way outside again. Everhart wants to drive, splits two defenders, ball blocked, but they're going to get a foul. If they got Van Grinsven. He got ball with the arm, and probably got the body is where they got the foul, so Van Grinsven picks up his first, and it will be Ben Everhart at the line to shoot a pair here. In and out, no good. 5:13 to play here, first quarter, tied at 2. Second foul shot on the way, that's up and in. He got one of two, and it's 3-2, Eau Claire Memorial. Peterson will bring it ahead. Peterson in the front court. Van Grinsven. And And now off the hands of Kurtenbach out of bounds. Unforced error right there. Kurtenbach took his eye off the ball and it goes out of bounds. A turnover on the Evergreens gives the ball back to the Old Apes. When you have limited possessions, you got to make the most of each one. And boy, an unforced turnover like that really hurts. Dan Everhart in the front court. Now it's Grant out on top to Appleby. Looks inside. Rosado flashes through the post. They didn't get him the ball. Now he gets it down low. He turns, spins, shoots over the top. That's off the bracket. No good. Everest with a rebound. Here come the Evergreens back the other way. Peterson into the front court. Sierakowski wants to go baseline. That's cut off. Kicks it out. Now ball knocked away. Stolen away. Old player wants to run. Hanging in the air off the glass. Up it in. Alex Grant with the steal and the hoop. And it's 5-2, Eau Claire Memorial. Peterson in the front court. Gives it to Sierakowski. Now it's Kurtenbach. Now another near steal. Now a reaching foul against Alex Appleby. Or Isaac Appleby, excuse me. Not a shooting foul. So Everest will inbound it here. Stephen Weir gets in the game for the Evergreens. Also in for Everest is Jake Gabert. They get it to Weir in the corner. Dribbles down on top, gives it to Peterson. Now the ball knocked away again. Peterson's pass intercepted. Then it's knocked out of bounds, and Everest will keep it. So a near turnover, but the Evergreens will keep it. Sierakowski will inbound it. Side court inbound pass to Peterson. Sierakowski with it. Now out on top. Cornish to Weir to Peterson. Now back out on top. Gabert swings it to Sierakowski. Weir left wing. Out on top to Cornish. Back to Weir. He's going to get a screen. Pull up. Shoot the jumper. A little short. No good. And a player with the rebound. Here come the Old Apes back the other way. Connor Severson in the game. He wanted to go baseline. That guy cut off. He kicks it back outside. Alex Grant lost it down inside. Shot for that block. Out of bounds. Eau Claire Memorial will keep it. Cornish shot the block. On the shot attempt by Chance Meyer. So the Old Apes will inbound it here. Everest basketball brought to you in part by Covantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from Covantage Credit Union. Right wing. Now down low to Rosado. He's going to back in on Cornish. Turns, kicks it back outside. Everhart at the free throw line. Now swings it. Severson thought about the three, didn't take it. Everhart has it. Looks in. Gets the screen. Wants to drive. Splits two defenders. No, but a foul, and he'll go to the line. Everhart will shoot a pair here. They got on the foul. It might have been Chris Cornish. It is on Cornish. That's his first. Second team foul on the Evergreens. First foul shot, no good for Ben Everhart. He's 1 out of 3 from the line. Substitutions, Sierakowski and Cornish come out. Kurtenbach gets back in. So does Grant Van Grinsven. Second free throw coming here. On the way, short, and the rebound grabbed by Kurtenbach. So a couple of missed free throws for the Old Apes. Weir has the ball, gives it off to Kurtenbach. Now they swing it. Peterson left wing. Weir comes off the screen, top of the key, gives it to Van Grinsven. He's looking inside. Now he's going to drive, kick it back out. Kurtenbach, a long two-point shot. Too hard, no good. He'll play with the rebound. Everest is one and done here for the most part, not doing a whole lot on the boards. Memorial looking inside, Rosado and Kurtenbach having a battle in there, and once again, of course, Kurtenbach is giving up some height and some bulk in that exchange. They loft it over the top to Rosado, now who can lift? You get it over the top like that, and Everest wants a timeout, as Eau Claire Memorial has now gone up 7-2. Back in a moment, you're listening to Everest Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Tom King back here at Menominee High School. The Evergreens have the basketball out of the timeout. They trail 7-2, 2:19 to play here first quarter. Van Grinsven will bring it ahead. He's out there. Sierakowski back in. Out there with Weir, Gabert, and Kurtenbach. Van Grinsven to Weir. Off a screen, fumble it for a moment, shoots a long three. That's off the mark, no good. And Rosado with another rebound. Into the front court come the old Aves. Everest is just one out of five so far in this one. There's a drive by Everhart, backs it out from the lane, now gives it to Rosado. He's going to shoot a long two. Back bracket, no good. The rebound kept alive and then grabbed by Sierkowski. Evergreen's into the front court. Van Grinsven gives it off to Weir. Weir looks for a cutter. It's not there. Now he's going to pick up his dribble, give it off to Kurtenbach, left wing. Kurtenbach looks inside, nothing there. Kicks it back out. Van Grinsven and Weir play catch. Now they give it to Sierkowski. Sierkowski swings it. Weir's got it. Thought about the baseline, and that got cut off. They kick it back out to Kurtenbach. Gabert back outside to Sierkowski. Weir down on the left wing to Van Grinsven. Now Kurtenbach gets it back. He gives it back to Van Grinsven. Pick and roll. Nice one. Kurtenbach missed all layup. Probably should have been a foul and a play hot. Nice pick and roll. Kurtenbach got the shot but missed it. And might have been hacked a little bit there, but they let him play on. Old Abe's with the rebound back the other way. That's a nice pick and roll right there. This didn't finish. Now, spin move by Everhart. That's blocked. And Gabert comes away with it. Evergreen's back the other way with 39 seconds to play here in the quarter. It's been a two-point quarter for DC Everest. Weir. Van Grinsven. Now it's Kurtenbach between the circles. Now Van Grinsven. Sierkowski. Gabert looks for a cutter. Van Grinsven, 18 seconds, probably playing for one here. No, drives out of the lane. Van Grinsven up and in. I think he probably, Memorial thought that they were going to play for 1-2. Van Grinsven sliced right down the lane, laid it up and in. Here's a long three by Appleby. That's off the mark, no good. Everest with the rebound, and that's how the first quarter will come to an end. So a four-point quarter for DC Everest, but they're only down 3-7-4. Back in a moment, you're listening to Everest Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back in the nominee. Memorial had the basketball to begin the second quarter. They worked it around the perimeter a bit, tried to drive. Holding foul called on Kyle Kurtenbach, non-shooting foul, so Eau Claire just inbounded the ball. They get it in the high post. Nathan Schroeder, there's a three ball off, missed badly, and Everest with the rebound on the miss by Connor Severson. Riley Peterson will bring it up for the Evergreens. He's out there with Van Grinsven, Hornish, Sierkowski, and also Jacob Stroik, who's in the game. Here's a three ball launched by Van Grinsven. That's too hard, and Eau Claire with the rebound. Everest was 2 out of 7 in the first quarter. Memorial 3 out of 7, 1 for 4 from the line. They get it in the post. The old Aves do, then kick it back outside. Isaac Appleby wants to drive baseline, kicks it back out. Gives it back to Appleby. Right wing, Alex Grant. Off a screen now, this is Connor Severson. They get it down low, help defense comes, and a foul. They got it down inside to Carl Boutel. And he was fouled, he'll go to the line and shoot two. They got the foul on Jacob Stroik. That's his first and the fourth team foul on the Evergreens. And the first foul shot is no good. We'll see if some of these missed free throws come back to haunt Eau Claire Memorial later in the game. We've had some close games in this tournament. Connor Severson takes a seat for Memorial, and Ben Everhart gets back in. Second foul shot coming. Up and in. Boutel got one out of two. He comes out, and Chance Meyer back in. So Everest has the ball, and they'll bring it ahead. Riley Peterson. Skip pass. Peterson gets it back. Good defense by Memorial. Got over there and denied the three. Sierkowski with it between the circles to Van Grinsven. Coming out to get it is Cornish. Now they swing it. Sierkowski right wing. Out on top to Stroik. Gives it back to Sierkowski. Nearly lost the handle on it. Now he spins away. Gives it to Stroik in the corner. He wants to go baseline. Lost the handle on it. Oh, they're going to call a blocking foul. They failed him out because he was falling down and balling out of bounds. But they're going to get a foul on Chance Meyer, non-shooting foul. just the second team foul on the Evergreen, or on the Old Aves. They get it quickly in, and then another reach-in foul on Eau Claire Memorial. Two quick fouls. That one's going to be on Nathan Schroeder. So Everest will inbound it again. They got a good inbound pass that time to Cornish, and he fouled the ball. Now they lost it in the lane. Van Grinsven, he leans in, puts up a shot. Yes, up and in for Grant Van Grinsven. He's got four, and it's a two-point game, 8-6 to Old Aves. Memorial with it, left wing, out on top to Everhart. He wants to drive, that's cut off. Bounce pass, mid-post, now back in the corner. That's blocked. Peterson blocked a three-pointer and then saved it from going out of bounds. Good job by Riley Peterson, the freshman, to block the three of Alex Grant and then grab the ball before it goes out of bounds. Everest back the other way. Sierkowski at the free-throw line. Now it's Peterson, right wing Van Grinsven. He wants to drive. Cuts it back on the baseline. Shot put up, no. Getting his own rebound, putting it up, and in. And it's Chris Cornish. And we are tied at 8. Royal on the front court with it. A major battle going on underneath as the smaller Evers players trying to battle some of the height of Eau Claire. Now a nice baseline move. They feed it in. Shot put up, no, but a foul. It's going to be on Chris Cornish. That's going to be his second. And it's going to send Alex Grant to the free throw line. Nice feed on the baseline that time to Grant, and he drew the foul. And the free throw up and in. Kurtenbach's going to get back into the game. Gebert returns as well for Everest. Game being brought to you today by DeBoney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeBoney Orthodontics. Call them at 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeBoneyOrthodontics.com. Alex Grant's second foul shot is up and in. Rolled over the front of the rim and in. He got them both, and it's a two-point advantage for the Old Aves, 10-8. Sierkowski gives it to Peterson left wing. Now out on top, Kurtenbach swings it. Sierkowski hits it back right wing this time. Pull it pass down low to Kurtenbach. Turns, shoots, that's blocked. He was double-teamed that time. Nowhere to go. They tried the shot, and it got stuffed. Old Aves back the other way. Out on top, Grant thought about the three, didn't take it. They're just going to keep pounding it inside. There's Rosado, puts it off the glass, up and in. Cornish had to back off and not pick up a foul. Rosado's got six, and it's 12-8. Down in the corner, this is a three ball, an air ball launched by Gabert. Battle for the loose ball rebound, and a jump ball called. Everest will keep it. On the possession arrow, Stephen Weir is going to check in. And he will key the inbound here. Weir looks to get it in. Still looking. Gets it to Peterson. Now out on top to Kurtenbach. Van Grinsven. Peterson off the screen. He wants to go one-on-one. Gets bumped. That's going to be a foul on Grant. He bodied up on Peterson and gets the foul. 4:09 to play here first half. Still a non-shooting foul, but that's four team fouls on the Old Aves. Pass inside, and now it's going to be grabbed or touched while the Everest player was standing on the end line. Van Grinsven turns it over. That's the fourth turnover on Everest. That's more than they had in the entire game last night. They only had three turnovers in last night's game. Old Aves with it. Top of the key, this is Appleby. Out on top now, Chance Meyer. Ben Everhart gets a screen, steps back, looked inside. They were trying to get it to Rosado. Now he'll shoot the three, rims out, no good. And we'll get a push-off foul on Alex Grant. That's two quick fouls on Grant. And he'll have to take a seat. Connor Severson will get in the game. 4-point lead for the Old Aves, 12-8, 3:43 to play here, first half. Peterson brings it ahead. Backdoor pass to Peterson, and he gets the layup. Beautiful play, Van Grinsven. Bob Peterson cutting back door, and he Almost too hard on the pass, but he laid it up and in. 12-10. Love those backdoor cuts. There's a drive baseline by the old Davis. That shot blocked by Kurtenbach. Everhart got stuck. Back the other way come the Evergreens. Near carry of the basketball that time as it took a wild bounce, but they let him play on. Peterson with it left wing. Pull it past inside. Gabert backs it up. And we're going to get a whistle, and they're going to call a travel on Gabert. He shuffled the feet as he ball faked the old Ave players up in the air. And another turnover. That's five on Everest. Old Ave's bringing it ahead. Appleby with it. Everest playing man-to-man defense. Rosado way outside. They'll be very happy if he stays out there. Here's a three-ball launch right wing, foul of the net for Connor Severson. A three-pointer, the first of the game by either team, and it's 15-10. Old Abe's by five. Weir's got it, swings it to Peterson. To Kurtenbach out on top. He's going to drive, kick it to Peterson right wing. Peterson in the lane, throws up a runner. That's no good. Rosado goes over the top to grab the rebound. Old Abe's back the other way. Chance Meyer goes baseline. No, it's Everhart going baseline. Went over the, off the bottom of the backboard. It should be Everest basketball, and it is. Ball goes out of bounds off the bottom of the backboard. Sierkowski's going to check back in. Jacob Stroik returns for the Evergreens as well. 2:13 to play in the first half. 15-10. The Old Abe's by five. Riley Peterson into the front court, gives it to Sierkowski. Right corner now, strike. Back out on top, Sierkowski looking for a cutter. Gives it to Weir out on top. Weir nearly traveled. Gives it off to Stroik. Stroik picked up his dribble now. Peterson between the circles. Weir gets it off a screen, gives it to Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach still way outside. Peterson with it. Now it's Weir. Tries to launch it over the top, gets it backed away, then gets it back. Sierkowski. Now Weir's open for three, backed it out, didn't take it. Stroik with it right wing, now it's Kurtenbach. Long possession for the Evergreens. They're trying to post up Sierkowski down low against Everhart. There's a drive by Kurtenbach, Hayes in the air, missed the shot. And the rebound comes away to the old Aves. They want to push. Here they come, coast to coast. Appleby, no, but a foul, and they'll go to the line. I think Kurtenbach got a little antsy with all that passing and finally decided to drive the lane, threw up a tough shot in the lane over traffic, and it rolled off. And then Appleby got the long rebound that got kicked outside, took off to the races, and drew the foul. Foul was called on Stroik. That's his second. First foul shot for Appleby is up and in. 16-10, the lead 6 now for Eau Claire Memorial. Van Grinsven checks back in for DC Everest. Peterson will take a breather. Second foul shot for Appleby is up and in as well. He got them both. 17-10, Eau Claire Memorial. Sierkowski with it. Now it's Kurtenbach. Gives it off to Van Grinsven. Weir's open for three. Top of the key. Back bracket. No good. Long rebound. Grabbed by Kurtenbach. Everest will reset. Van Grinsven drives to the free throw line. Nothing there. Gives it to Sierkowski. Pass inside. Knocked away. Memorial back the other way. Here they come. Driving in hard. Shot put up. Nova foul. And two shots coming for Ben Everhart. They're going to attack the basket as soon as they get a rebound or a steal, and that time Everhart draws the foul, and he'll shoot two here. Foul being called on Nick Sierkowski. That's his first. First foul shot is up and in. Everest has yet to shoot a free throw, but Memorial has been at the line a number of times here. Second one, no good. The rebound kept alive, goes out of bounds, though, off of Memorial, and Everest will have it. Memorial's been to the line 12 times already. Everest has yet to shoot a free throw in this one. Now the pass to Weir, almost knocked away. He gets it back. Sierkowski gives it off to Stroik. Skip pass cross court. Three ball for Stroik. That's well off the mark. And Eau Claire Memorial with the rebound. 19 seconds to play in the half. And Eau Claire Memorial is in control here. They have the lead in the ball. Everhart with it. Going to play for 1.8 seconds. Everhart wants to operate one-on-one. No, he'll give it off, and nearly they'll throw away, and they will. Stepping it out of the sideline. Memorial, just their second turnover of the game, but it gives the Evergreens a chance with 2.9 seconds remaining in the half. They get into Van Grinsen. The ball nearly knocked away, and it was. Appleby shoots. This is seven turnovers off the front of the rim. Another turnover for Everest gives Memorial a chance at the end of the half. They didn't get it to go, but they lead it by 18-10, Eau Claire Memorial at halftime. Back in a moment. You're listening to Everest Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.